Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. I'm Rebecca Rogers, or R. Rogers World.
I'm Tal Williams, or Mr. Williams Pre-K.
I'm Honest Teacher Vibes. Hey, best friend.
And I'm Lauren Woolley, or Mrs. Woolley in fifth. And today, this episode is supported by Student Treasures. We've been talking about Student Treasures for the past few episodes, and honestly, it is such a cool company. So Student Treasures is trying to reach the goal of having millions and millions of student authors. So we all know that our students like to come up with crazy wild stories, which is what we're going to talk about today. But Student Treasures sends you a free publishing kit to teachers. It's free for teachers, and you get all kinds of cool materials in that kit, and then your students work together to create a class book that you then send back to them and gets created into a published bound book,
which is so cool. And that's really great for student engagement also. There's so many skills that you can learn from this really cool activity. There's collaboration, like you can do kind of group stories, group illustrations, or they can be individual stories. There are so many things that you could do with
and
that.
And taking ownership of their work too. Like when they know confidence. It's going to be a published book that they're going to see eventually, they're going to be so much more excited to work on that.
And I think it boosts their confidence as writers.
Definitely, for sure.
All I can think of is like doing a cute little book for like graduation
and start
doing
like a program,
having them like, when I grow up, I want to be for graduation.
You know, you need to do that.
People would buy, like the parents would just like, I can't even imagine. It'd be really cute.
No, that would be, I'd buy that. I'm not even a parent of your kids, but I'd buy that.
See, and these books are the perfect example of the best side of our students. I want to talk about, I don't want to say the worst
the
side,
wild
but
ones.
The wildest side, wild child. I want to hear your wildest student stories. Who wants to go first?
Oh my God.
I have a good one if you want to think about it.
Yeah, you start us off.
Okay. Yeah, you go first.
So I know a student who was like, went to the bathroom and as, sorry if it's TMI, but like literally was taking a dump in the bathroom and literally just sat there on the toilet playing with his lighter that he had, heard that there was another kid come into the stall, just sat there, got curious as weird teenage boys do, pulled out his lighter, lit the other kid's leg hair on fire just to see what would happen, and just pulled it back and just like waited for the guy's reaction. Heard him scream, obviously, because like some random just reached under the stall and
what'd
lit
you do
his
today
leg
at school,
hair
Johnny
on fire and just waited for the kid to leave so he could like clean break.
I would have knocked his hair to
I
the back.
I don't know what I would have done. I don't care. And first off, what a vulnerable, like, why are you putting yourself in you're vulnerable. You're taking a shapoopy and you're gonna sit there and you're gonna light someone. What if he just kicked open that door? What are you gonna do?
Right.
You're in the middle of a poo.
Right. It's not even like he like lit his leg hair on fire and ran. He just was on the toilet
and kept going.
Just sat there.
That was his first mistake.
That is
our teenage boys. I don't understand that, man. Insane.
Did that other student confront him?
Honestly, I don't think so. And I know this one. This wasn't even a story that was sent to me. These were my brother's high school friends.
Wait a second. So this kid just got his leg hair set on fire.
He didn't say anything?
And he didn't. Yeah, he just walked out of the bathroom. He didn't hey, why are you doing that?
He never told me the rest of it. The
bathroom stall door open so hard.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it would have been like that Big Bird meme. Man. Like, not today.
But when I asked him, I was like, do you know who it was? He's like, I have no idea. So that tells me he wasn't even confronted by him, or else he would have known who it was.
Okay.
He, to this day, has no idea who was in the stall.
In the
next
U.S.,
door.
We are one of the only countries who do stalls the way we do. There's a giant crack in there. You telling me you didn't poke your head through that crack while washing your hands? I would have.
Oh, my God.
Look at your Bic lighters, and they're no, could not be me.
I have another one from the same group of guys.
Of course.
Crazy.
They sound so interesting.
Crazy. So they're so sweet. So now they're, as adults, they're like really awesome. I absolutely adore them.
She goes, he set leg hair on fire. They're so sweet.
So they, for whatever reason, came into the possession of giant fireworks. Someone's birthday, and they tried to go to the park, and they tried to light all these fireworks. And obviously, like, the police officers or some rangers, whoever, at the park was like, you can't do that here. Like, bye, get out, or we're going to confiscate that. We're going to have to, like, call your parents. And so they were really bummed out. They started walking to their car, and as they walked into their car, they saw a porta potty on the way, and they thought, we still have some of these really big fireworks.
No, honey, no.
Let's see. Like, maybe we can contain the fireworks in the porta potty. So they took the biggest one that they had and lit it in the porta potty. Thought that if they shut the door, they'd be able to see the sparks fly from the corners. The entire thing was just engulfed in flames. The entire
thing. So these guys, they're pyromaniacs now, right?
Oh, clearly. Absolutely. Funny enough, they come over every year for Hanukkah. As we light candles.
Do they light your toilets on fire every year?
No. Yeah, but they said they
both of them were around fire and poop. Like, what is up with that? There's a lot of unpacking that I don't have time
for. They got
for.
Some weird fetishes. I don't want to even know.
What is happening?
They went back the next day, and the entire porta potty was just, completely melted down.
Can you imagine that smell? Just, hiking through the woods, and you just smell, plastic and poop burning. Like, that's...
I was smoking the bear.
I assumed that Smokey the Bear was like,
only you can prevent forest fires.
Porta potty fires. Teenage boys just, I want to know why. Like, you could not pay me enough to look into the mind of a teenage boy.
Middle school boys are just as bad, though.
I know you got stories.
I had a student 1 year. It's the audacity for me of the things that students do. This isn't really a super crazy story, but if you knew the student that I'm talking about, he did similar stuff to this all the time. So we're sitting in class. The kids are working on something that's like bone silent. I hear something hit the ground, and it sounded like a hairbrush. And I was like, one of the kids dropped their brush on the ground. So I just went back to doing what I was doing. One of my girls came up to my desk and was like, Miss Richardson, you didn't see what such and such just dropped out of his book bag? I was like, no, was it not his hairbrush? She said, he has a screwdriver. A screwdriver? So I get up and I go over there and I was like, hey, man, give me the screwdriver. He's like, I don't have a screw. Don't play with me. Give me that screwdriver. So he gives it to me. I take it back to my desk. He gets up 5 minutes later. He comes over. He's like, can I have my screwdriver back?
No.
He said, so you just gonna take my property like that?
Boy, if you don't get out my face.
Well, so you can impale me? No.
What did he have the screwdriver for?
You know his crazy self was gonna try to stab somebody.
Oh my God.
I was like, boy, get out, make haste out my face and go sit down.
You just gonna take my property like that?
Boy, yes, get out my absolutely. Face.
I had a kid. Okay, when I was teaching second grade, my one student that was like my trouble kid, he was going off every couple of weeks. He'd have like a meltdown. And then the one day he came to school with his book bag and was being real sus. Like, he was walking in his book bag. If anyone got too close, he'd be like, get away from my book bag. Don't look inside of it. Don't look in my book bag. And I'm like,
what's in the book bag?
Yeah. So... so he's like doing that all morning, and then finally the kids go off to specials, and I'm like, I'm gonna look in the book bag. Okay. I want to know what's in that book bag. Okay. So I walk over and I just peek inside. I'm like, boy brought his iPad to school. I'm like, dude, you made me think you had some weapons in here.
Right, weapons of mass destruction.
Like, he was acting real sus, and I'm like, okay, you just don't want people to touch your iPad, but. Don't act like that, because it made me scared.
Things that children bring to school in their
books.
We do different units.
Yep.
So and it's always the units that I'm having most fun with that is terrible. So we have a dramatic play area, right? And so depending on what we're learning about, sometimes it'll be a bakery, sometimes it'll be a restaurant or whatever. And so there are two times I made it a beauty shop once, big mistake on my part, and then I made it a bakery. And we had I had all of the silverware out, and we talked about it, plastic kid silverware, the ones that are red, orange, and green, and they're this big. And I was talking about how we cut cake like this, we do this, we do that, and, then we imagine play. And so the next day they come to school, and they were just whispering about their book bag and stuff, and their book bags are outside of our classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why are they talking about their book bag so much? She's like, can I go grab my toilet bag? I'm like, no, you can't go, you can't leave the room without a teacher. You're not doing that. But it was all day about this for the play area. I'm like, I'll go get what you brought from home for the play area. I'll make sure it's clean, and then we can play it. It was a giant butcher knife that this girl brought in. And I was like, and they're five. They have no idea. But I was talking about when you cut a cake, and then you get a big piece if you want to cut a... No. And I was like, oh, what do I do with this? I had to take the book bag. I put it in my office and locked it in there. But I was like, this is so uncomfortable. I can't send him home on the bus with this either. You can't do that. So I was like, cool. That's great.
What the heck?
I don't know. God. I was like, maybe it's my teacher. Maybe I should have been grab the biggest knife you can find to cut this cake. It's probably my bad. But then we did a beauty shop, and I was doing a production of Tarzan, and my hair had extensions that were put into it. So my hair is probably a little longer than this, but it was up in like a man bun over the 3-week period of the show. And I was in class and the kids were fascinated that all of a sudden I grew like, you know, 2 feet of hair overnight. And so we had a beauty shop at the time in the classroom and we had multiple problems with it. And I was thinking about shutting it down early, but I didn't. One of them was that the child took the safety scissors in our classroom and then cut her braid off on the bus. Like the front one.
Oh my gosh.
And told her mom that the girl next to her did it. And so I got in huge trouble for this. I'm like, I didn't know she stole scissors. And buses have cameras in it. And you can see the little girl go and just cut her own hair. The mom was super nice to me after that. But so I was like, okay, we're going to shut it down. Like, we can't have this. I'm like, you know what? Don't do that. Because of like, she wasn't trying to hurt anyone. We were learning about beauty shops. And so I let down my extensions and they asked if they could, you know, play with my hair. I said, right. Okay, fine. So I'm sitting there and I'm like,
okay.
And it's getting tugged on. I'm like, and I was like, can we stop? No, Mr. Williams, stay there. And they're like brushing it. And I'm like, this hurts really bad. Something's got to be going on. They had gotten the lice comb because I had like a thing of like lice combs in my classroom stuck in the extensions. Didn't know what to do about it. And so they tried to get another lice comb to put it out. And then for some reason, put a rubber band in there.
No.
So I have 2 feet of synthetic hair on my head and there's 2 combs and a rubber band stuck in it. And I was like, I don't know how to fix this.
Because synthetic hair, if you get that tangled,
it's not coming out. And these are combs, like it's a brush that you can wiggle out. So I was like, cool. So I went through the rest of the day, tied it up. I have 2 combs, rubber band in there. And at the end of the day, I had
only
to go
a preschool
to the
teacher.
You're the real MVP.
They cut it off.
You know, the craziest story that I have ever, this is not my story, but this is one of the craziest stories about a child that has ever been sent to me. So, you know, in eighth grade, you do home ec. Mm-hmm. Do y'all remember that? Where they give you, they either give you like a pretend baby doll or they give you like a bag of sugar or something like that.
I did it my freshman year bag
so
of rice.
I had a baby.
Yeah, I had
my senior year of high school.
A real baby?
I had a bag of sugar.
Oh, the fake babies that cry.
Yeah.
Yes, so I had a real baby.
I was very, I'm like, why would they give?
Who's donating the babies for this class?
Who's donating the babies to the classroom? Just a set of 12.
No, it was a robot.
So, oh, and you had to do the key in the back.
Yeah.
No.
So they like gave them fake babies or whatever for this home ec class that they had to have all week. So this kid gets to class and the teacher is like standing up teaching. And she hears a baby crying, and she's like, "What?" Because the little doll babies, they cry. Yeah. So she's like, whoever's baby that is, turn it off. Like, it needs to stop crying. The baby does not stop crying. So, like, a couple more minutes goes by, and she's like, hey, turn that baby off. It would not stop crying. So she walks over to this kid's book bag, y'all. His 4-week-old little sister was in his book bag. I am not lying.
In the book bag?
She was in his book bag. And not only was she in his book bag, but the poor baby had a full face of makeup on. I was like, what?
I have.
What?
How does the parent not realize?
I have so many questions.
So they called. Now, they did have to take the baby to the hospital because she had like a little couple of dings because she was in his book bag.
A book bag.
But apparently.
This is a weird question. But was it zipped?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about a baby, not a car, and the baby has some dings.
I know, right?
Okay. Apparently. Right. Shut up. Apparently on the bus, though, all the other eighth graders knew, and they all took turns passing the baby around holding it in the backpack so it wouldn't cry.
Oh.
And they think that the baby had a full face of makeup on because they were trying to make it look like a doll, like the other dolls, so that the teacher wouldn't know. And I'm like, but it throws up and cries and poops. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
A pretend doll.
How did the mom not? No.
Girl, because she had a baby 4 weeks ago and she was tired, I guess.
I mean, maybe the kid was like, hey, we're doing the baby project at school. Can I use baby Barbara? And the mom's like, absolutely, take this 4 week away from me.
I need to sleep.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Did you know that I was not allowed to do the take home baby thing because our home ec teacher, like at the beginning of the school year, she gave us this like really big story about how in high school she was bullied by cheerleaders. And the next day, of course, it was a game day. So me and my friend Alexis walked in our uniforms and she was so mean to us after that. And she just straight up told us we were not allowed to do the baby project.
She can't do that.
We didn't get a turn.
I would have been like, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. I didn't want to take that little raggedy baby home anyway.
Listen, I did that baby project my senior year of high school and I had the baby that was like perfect during the day, but then screamed and cried at night.
Like, why would you do your senior year? Like, if you've gone that far, you've made it. You know what I mean? Like,
we did.
You're supposed to do an eighth grade.
I
don't know.
It was. I had an extra free period, and was like, I'll just take family and consumer sciences. And so, like,
those random classes.
It is the most random class. But like, I remember. My boyfriend at the time, we took the baby in the little car seat. We went and got like Dairy Queen one night and we took the baby in the car seat because he had to have it at all times.
Yeah.
And I set it on the ground next to the table. It was a robot. Come on.
No, you did not.
I put it on the ground. Anyway, the car seat, not the baby.
Either way,
I mean, it's better than a book bag.
Yeah, it's better than a book bag. But it was a robot baby. So I... We're sitting there eating ice cream, and this old couple, like three tables down, is just staring at me. And like, you could tell they were judging, like they thought I had a kid, and like for real. I'm like, it's a robot. Like, I looked at them.
Also, so what if you have a kid?
Right. So what? But like,
you can go on the ground.
You know, it was not a real baby.
Like, wait, but where would you put the baby then?
I would never put Peyton's car seat on the ground.
Where would
when
you
she
put
was
it?
A little bitty. I mean, they
we're
have,
not parents. We don't know.
They have like a booster. You can turn the booster seat. Like you can put the
you
car
turn it
seat
upside down
into the
what?
High chair.
You turn the high chair upside down and it turns into like a booster seat holder or a car
like
seat
a car
holder.
Seat holder.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Is this true?
Yes. I only know this from working in restaurants.
He's a dad.
Yeah. He's a dad. I that would be. The baby. We're talking to our producer. You can put a high chair upside down and put the and put what's it called
a car seat
on top.
Yeah,
that's top heavy
because you can't put
it's gonna
it on,
like a weeble wobble.
No, it doesn't
not wobble. It's steady. I wouldn't put Peyton on the ground, and you can't put it on the table because the car seat too big. Because when they're little itty bitty, you take them everywhere in their car seat when they're first born.
Interesting. I know. See, we're not.
I'm adopting a 17-year-old. My husband is a college professor, so then the kid can go to school for free. And I'll be like, wow. It's hard. no, a baby. That's too much responsibility.
I have never been so tired in all my life than after I gave birth to Peyton. I was so sleepy. She started crying. I was like, I looked at the nurse. I was like, hey, she crying. You going to come get her? She was like, you're her mom. I was like, I just gave
just
birth.
Barely.
I'm tired.
yeah, I just had her. Let's not put titles on
like,
things.
This is like, baby. I have some free childcare for the next day and a half. You
right.
go get my crying.
Oh, I was
see,
so,
I
wouldn't y'all
leave
the hospital.
I was so tired.
I'm like, what do I have to pay for you to come home with me and take care of
I was
of
so
this
tired.
Baby? My
it's like the
be...
episode of The Office when Jim and Pam have their baby and they're like, when do we have to leave? And they're like, now. We're like, but no. we just want to wait like another hour. Like, we don't want to leave.
I know.
Now.
Did you ever watch, was it Problem Child? It was like the little redhead kid and he was like really bad and he was always like.
I thought that was Dennis.
No, it was called, and like, okay, so maybe I'm the only one that's seen this.
You're the only one.
And the kid's like going to like find like the heart in the middle of the city that he has. Okay, just kidding. But
this is Tell's motion.
I don't know
everything.
Why everyone walks
going
this
on a hike, finding the heart of the city.
Yeah, it goes like this. They just walk like that. This way. I think that's just like how I just picture every kid who has like an attitude walks
you go
like
on an
this.
Adventure.
Like all my students.
You did
like,
it to you too. Like when you did it portraying yourself as well.
Yeah, I was a prom child as well. I mean, not prom. No kid's a prom. But I was a wild child. I was not.
Have y'all ever seen like a large group of kids get into a fight?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why.
I can't say I have.
Like a yes. sprawl.
So the classroom.
You mean a brawl?
Yeah, they like sprawl? Straight up.
Sprawl means like spreading out.
I was like, a sprawl is like, yeah.
We can't be. I can't keep doing this.
Do you need your quail?
I need my quail in a dictionary.
People who didn't watch them other episodes have no idea what
no, they're like a quail.
But I was standing up teaching sixth graders. Now, the sixth grade building is separate from the seventh and eighth grade building because for some reason, from sixth grade to seventh grade, they get so big.
Yeah.
I mean, you were like, they get so big between sixth and seventh grade. So I'm standing up teaching. My classroom looked over like the courtyard where football and basketball and track and everybody would walk through. So football came walking through one day. Football and track came walking through one day. And I'm standing up teaching, just talking. I hear one of my kids go, hey, Miss Richardson, they fighting. So I look up, y'all, the football. I have never seen this many kids get into a fist fight. The football players and the track team are lit. There had to have been like 35 of them out there.
Oh, my God.
No. My whole class. I couldn't even be mad at that. I couldn't even tell them to sit down. My whole class got up and like rushed the window and were like, I'm not. Fine. So of course somebody recorded it. So you hear me on the video saying, "Hey, stop." And I just stood, because I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
You're,
like,
you should where, not put yourself
where
in
are
that.
Y'all
no.
coaches at?
Yeah.
Right. So I raise the window up and I'm like yelling at them to stop. I see no coach in sight. And I'm like, I can't leave my kids in here by themselves.
No.
So at some point in time, I was just like, well, I mean, I guess I'm just going to stay here. One of my kids is like, Miss Richardson, you a teacher. Go get somebody.
No, see, I don't think so. I don't think that we signed up to teach. I did not sign myself up to be in the middle of this sprawl.
Now,
brawl.
I wasn't going to break down. I ain't going out there to break
down.
No.
I don't understand why people assume, like, when I get asked, what do you do when there's a fight? What do you expect me to do? I'm 5 foot tall.
I don't care if you're 6'2". Like, that's
not
your job.
Now, I will say, okay, I say I'm not going to break up a fight. I will say, if it's a kid that I'm close to, like, if it's two kids that I'm close to, I break them up because they know don't hit me.
Oh my God.
They
know don't hit mad.
Me. But if it's kids I don't know, I'm not breaking them up.
No, listen, so when I was a freshman in high school, there was a fight outside of my social studies class. And it was these two girls that were just going at it. And like there was like extensions on the ground. Oh, and like there was blood. It was not pretty. It was
girls
a bad fight.
When they fight.
Okay. The teachers at our high school were not afraid to break up fights. So like Mr. Murphy like was running down the hall and he's like grabbing the one girl, and our principal, Mr. McGlynn, is grabbing the other girl. And then like they're dragging him down to the principal's office. So the fight is like over. Been over for five minutes.
Hair's on the ground.
Yeah. Hair and blood on the ground. And then there's our student teacher jumps out of the door and he goes, "Where's the fight?" Like, he's gonna go and help break it up.
No. What you gonna do?
I know. I'm like, super teacher over here. Like, it was over. Like, over for 5 minutes.
You gotta know how to break up fights, though. Because people who are amateurs and don't know how to break up fights,
they're gonna get hurt.
If you are breaking up a fight and you grab one child, make sure you do something with the other child. Because now the one you didn't grab getting beat up, because ain't nobody holding you. You got to snatch both of them at the same time.
You gotta get in between.
Or get somebody in the mix.
If you don't know how to break up a fight, don't try to break up a fight.
Right. Luckily, I teach a grade level.
The weird thing is, that people pre-Kers fight all the time because they don't understand the
like fist fight.
Yes.
They be hitting each other.
Oh my.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't understand. Like because like if they want something and like you,
they
think,
don't
like,
understand social norms.
No, because they're like because you have that's what you have to teach them. Like that's what we. Yeah.
I'd be pre-K. Like, hey, don't break them up.
I did. I remember doing a preschool practicum and having to teach a whole semester in a preschool classroom. Oh my God, I hated it.
Are you serious?
The biting that happens.
Oh yeah,
they bite each other. Oh my God, I can never. No. I could never.
Oh, they bite
I'm
me.
Staring at no, I'm staring at they Jordan because Jordan got kicked out of his preschool for being a biter.
I'm not. No, y'all, this is the biggest problem. Yes. Me? Oh, I
locked up.
No, I had a, for the long time, I thought I was going to scar. It literally was just like this giant purple mark from a child biting me so hard. I would, you just like move them apart and like, I mean, what are you going to, like, they don't understand like that they're actually fighting. They just want things, but they like, they grab. I mean, it's always like hair pulling or biting. And then, I'm like, why would you, and I don't, because, you know, teachers are supposed to, like, ask, you know, open-ended questions. And I always go, why would you do that? Ew. Like, because they're just, they go at it. I mean, and I mean, drawing blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, kids, I'm sorry, but when kids get mad, they have some kind of superhuman strength. Like, my first year teaching, I had this kid that was, like, whenever he was mad about something, it was, like, a rage just fell over him. And like it got to the point where my classroom actually had to have an escape plan. Like my students had to actually get removed from the room and go to the room next door. Like we had like a code. They knew as soon as I said this word, they left.
An escape plan.
And, yeah. And that was part of it to like leave him in the environment. Yep. Everyone else leave. Yep. And so I would shut the door and all the kids would be with the teacher next door and I would be with him. Mm-hmm. And I just let him, you know, he just would do his thing and like, you know, let it out. And at the one day it got really bad. It was like 2 weeks before Christmas and I forget what made him mad, but he started picking up whole desks and chucking them across the room. Or chairs, and then
what kind of Hercules child?
No, I'm telling you, these are heavy stuff.
And this was a 7-year-old,
and he turned around, and I was like too close to him. He turned around and grabbed both of my wrists and twisted them around and held me, like pinned me like that.
I can't say what I
sprained my wrists.
Because I think it's illegal.
I had a kid there do with the thumb thing. He would know the thumb because all these hands or all these fingers bend back all the way.
Your husband looks so stressed out looking. He like, oh,
yeah, no, he remembers that. He remembers that situation. Well, because it was a big thing. But like, My wrists were sprained. Like, I had to go in and teach the next week with two wrapped wrists.
Yep. Did that kid, they put him back in your class?
He got suspended for 2 weeks. But, like,
wow,
expelled for the exact... So, we had an escape plan. So, everything that... And there was, you know, all these things put into place.
Good Lord.
And he would... So, pre-K furniture is super heavy because it can't tip. And so, when he would... We had, like, two freakouts. The first one wasn't too bad. We got... You got... It sucks that they destroy your room. Mm-hmm. So, like, their artwork is supposed to be at eye level. And mine was always way high up so he couldn't reach it. And so... First one was super bad. We just had to clean up the classroom, and he helped. That was part of the process. Second time, the kids are in the middle of having snack, and it's starting to happen. So the other teacher goes out into the hallway with the kids, and they're having snack. And I'm in the classroom with him, and he was like, looks. I mean, it was the most bizarre thing. He looks at me, he's like, "Ow, Mr. Williams," starts smacking himself. I'm like, "Nope." And so I grab my phone, I'm recording it, and then the principal was there watching it because I'm like, I was like far away from the child.
What?
He starts tipping things, and then he takes the block, and I'm not talking about a hollow block, I'm talking a heavy block. Like, these things have been around since like the 80s at this program. And he starts launching them, and I was like, okay. And he's like, you know, kept saying, "Ow," and then he throws one, and I just move in time, and it smacks me in the back of the head. Hard curse. And he's like, "I'm telling," because I cursed.
You're being a little terror. Like, tell
I,
that
I think like the scream cursing of that I did like scared him enough to like stop freaking out. The principal comes in and has to remove the child, and I'm like, "I'm okay," and they're like, "You're not okay," and I'm like, "No, I'm fine." And just all of a sudden, like,
oh
down.
My god,
I had a concussion. I was out for a week.
What?
Yeah,
so, I almost got that same. The same day that the kid sprained my wrist, it was like right before he had sprained my wrist. There was a pile of desks to my left, and there was a pile of chairs over here. Nope. The teacher next door was in the doorway telling something to me. Yeah. I turned around and she goes, "Lauren," and I turn and he has this chair up over my head, like about to bash me in the head with a chair. And like just ducked out of the way in time.
I have never had a child put their hands on me.
We're getting the kids, though.
Many times.
This is when we're getting, you're like the elementary age, especially the like pre-K is the first time that they are, I think, can get an assessment done.
Right.
So this is when we're finding these behaviors out is in this and trying to like, but I know like my kiddo was diagnosed with failure to bond. Like, like he should not have been in a public school setting. Like there was a lot going on, but like I've had students who like harm other children and have no, like they're like they just don't get it. And so these, but when we have them in elementary schools, when you see these behaviors and then you start the assessment so that in middle school and high school, you have those behavior plans and IEPs.
That's
but it's
crazy.
Yeah, but when you have the little ones, it's a whole nother ball game.
It's like the alligator strength jaws.
I have a friend who works at a restorative charter school, and we basically have this program in our state. It's called the Right School, and kids go there just – it's like a last kind of resort kind of thing for social emotional learning. The kids board during the week and just learn social emotional learning. Yes, and they go home over the weekend, and the psychologists have to meet with the parents before they pick up to talk about the skills that
they
have to practice.
This must be a smaller school.
It's like a last resort kind of thing at school.
And there's a lot of kids there, though.
There's not.
Yeah,
that sounds like that'd be too many.
There's not a lot of kids. It's like a last resort kind of thing. And my friend works at this restorative charter school that's one step before the Right school. Mm-hmm. And hearing some of the stories of, and she teaches middle school.
Yeah, her stories
and
are crazy.
There's this one kid who said something really offensive, and this girl just looked at him and said, "You can't say that. That's offensive." And so he said, "Oh, really?" Grabbed her by the throat and just like slammed her down
onto
the concrete.
This is another kid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is another kid.
I would probably just run out of the door. I don't know what I would do.
Completely. For me, that's not even just like a wild child. That's like that's like there's something clearly like.
Yes. Yeah. There is another kid who, and like this is really intense. For some reason, and there are people that think that this kid might have DID.
Yeah, I've had that. That's
dissociative identity disorder. But for something set him off, and he just started tearing into this one kid, like trying to beat the snot. And this is a kid, like the kid he was beating up is a kid that some of the other kids are kind of afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
This new kid just tore into this kid and started very vividly describing how he would want to.
Children are like dogs. Holy, they can smell fear. You can't let them out.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, kids are like sharks. If they smell blood in the water,
they're going.
They
it's they're going. They're ridiculous. Also like
that was me my first year teaching. I was shiny was and new and
oh yeah.
That they was me my blood. Second year teaching.
They told you real fast.
I mean, I guess because I'm like a coach or whatever. Like my kids just don't. Even the crazy kids, they send them to me. Like I let my kids know off the jump. I don't tolerate any type of disrespect. I ain't gonna disrespect you. Don't disrespect me. And
I've never seen anything super like physical or crazy or anything. I mean, the worst two things I've seen like physically was we have a class at the school that I was previously at where kids who. Other kids that are really focused on social emotional learning. Mm-hmm. And one kid was out in the hallway. I was on lunch duty. And so I was like, hey, where are you going? Where's your lunch pass? And he looked angry that I was just asking him this question.
Come on, they pop
and
off.
And he
quick.
Started mm-hmm. like getting like really close to me and kind of like towering over me. And I was like, what the heck? And all of a sudden his teacher comes out and goes, no. And she's like, you're good. You're fine. Go wherever you're going. She's like, you can't. Tell him what.
Well,
to
how
do.
The hell like, was I can't. Supposed to know?
Right. And I'm like,
oh, I'm okay. sorry.
I'm sorry. He wears right, his goes, behavior plan on his shirt.
She's like, I know you're new. I'm just letting you know, but like, he would have hit you. Like, he would have oh. just absolutely hit you. She's like, so just like, if you ever see him,
I don't understand. Here go my thing.
Let him do.
This is my thing, because it needs to be said. Why would a teacher have to be told? Like why? First
not
of all, why?
That's
how. Why is he in school if y'all know he gonna swing on people? He need to go somewhere
he's
else.
He's heard
then.
That teacher is, before.
Yeah,
she's like,
hell
they
no.
won't take him
he
out.
Need to go
like,
somewhere
this
else.
Is like what we were talking about in the car when like there are ridiculous standards for
yeah,
behavior.
Absolutely.
Like,
right.
At that school, the same school that I got like hurt at, it happened like 3 years in a row. I taught
right,
there for
right.
3 years, mm-mm. and every freaking time that a kid would get taken out of my room. And listen, I'm on the side of the kids. Like, I don't blame the kids for anything.
Right, for sure.
But as adults, we are not helping them by taking them out of the room, letting them sit in color for 5 minutes, and then giving them a bag of chips and sending them back to class.
Oh,
like,
for
it's
sure.
It's not helping them.
It's hard, too, because there's the psychology behind it, right? So, like, you don't want to, like, enforce in this child that they're, like, when we're enforcing at the pre-K level that like you're bad and that's why you're not coming to school, then what's the point of like them trying to like not hit a student or bite a student or yell at their teacher or throw a table if it's already ingrained in them that they're bad and that like that's just what they are,
right?
But then and so then I look at the opposite end of the spectrum of like, yeah, but we can't reward the behavior either, so I'm always stuck with this because like
it's really
me
difficult.
Being like the funny teacher, I'm like, no, students need to you never need to be beat up at school and you shouldn't be beat up at school. But I also then think like I've had so many kids removed from the Head Start program because it's just like it wasn't safe for the teacher anymore. And it's a liability for them for sure to have teachers get hurt. And I feel so bad. I feel guilty. I'm like, what kind of toxic relationship is this with teaching that I feel bad right. when
but
a student's removed
like
from my safety?
People have a right to feel safe at work.
For sure.
I'm not going to put my hands on you. Don't put your hands on me. Like, right. I mean, I ain't never had a kid. I've had a kid look like he wanted to hit me, but he knew don't put your hands on me.
I just feel like.
There's something to be said about the amount of teachers that have been hit, kicked, bit by students, and then being told, well, I can't take them out of your class because they have a behavior plan. He literally punched four people within the same class. If Peyton was in that class, I'd be snapping on all of them.
Oh, well, that's the
he
awkward
need to
thing
go
is
somewhere.
Telling parents,
he needs to go somewhere because if that child hit my child, we're going to have some problems. I don't care what little behavior plan he got. He better not put his hands on my child because y'all giving him a license to do that. He needs to keep his hands to himself or he needs to go to a different class.
I feel like it's not even just physical things. And, like, I hate the term, like, bad kids. If anyone that knows my content, I do a lot of skits of, like, silly things that students might do or say. And I'll always refer to them as silly students. I don't like the term bad kid. But I don't even think what would define a wild child even would have to be physical. I've had high school level, I mostly have wild childs that like say really outlandish things to me. Like I've had one kid that was a senior. Like I hate teaching seniors because they think I'm their age and they think that we're friends. And I'm like, we're not friends. Like I love you, but we're not friends. And like this one kid, this was my second year teaching, so he was really only a couple years younger than I was. Miss Rogers, I bet I know the kind of girl you were in high school.
Ugh.
Oh, I was.
Get your nasty self away
this
from
is
that.
The Vampire Diaries.
That
is
not
the
only time I have ever kicked a kid out of my room, but I knew that I was going to smack him if I didn't. I was like, you need to get.
Listen, I had a kid.
I didn't kick too many kids.
I had a kid when I taught second grade. I had this one kid. He just was like, he didn't like me. And I mean, I liked him, but he got on my nerves a lot. And the one day, he was just trying to get to me. And I, like, that was the year that I had got, I just got married, so my name changed. And he, like, stood up on his desk in the middle of the classroom. I don't know what set him off, but, like, stood up in the, on his desk in the middle of the classroom and was like, he was like, oh, I know your new name. It's Mrs. Doodoo Balls. That's your new name, right? And I was like, oh, yep, that's my name. My don't wear it out. Like, gosh, that's my new name.
What the heck?
Doodoo Balls. Like, yeah, I'm like, from kids.
Good, oh, my gosh. Good one, guys. So much, good so one. Real someone creative.
Said, someone came, was like, Mr. Williams, I got a dookie. And I said, okay. You know, like, I don't know what a dookie is. And so I was like, cool. And then they came up to me later and they're like, hey, I got to go dookie. And I was like,
that's so gross.
And I'm like, what are they?
That's
like,
a gross word. No,
you did not, you didn't know what that word meant?
No idea. Oh. So I was like, cool. And so he comes up to me and I'm like,
oh no.
And he was like, I dookie. And I was like, what does that? And I look over and the parent's like, it means poop. Well, sister, girlfriend, you told me that 25 minutes ago. I didn't know what dookie was, and he pooped himself. And I was like, I had to call the parents. Like, he asked to dookie. Can we use any other word? Because I didn't know what a dookie was. I thought it was like a dance move. I thought, yeah, go knock yourself out.
That's the Dougie,
time.
Boy.
Yeah, well, yeah. He dug something.
Well, so I had a kid that used to, like, he used to pee himself in class because he was just, he wouldn't raise his hand and ask to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
he would literally sit there and, like, a second grader sit there in class and, like, pee his pants because he was afraid to ask. And I'm like, oh, like, dude, just go. Like, you can go. And, like, his parents knew, like, I would let him go. But, like, he just never got up and said anything.
In second grade, I did that. I peed my pants, and I was in the cafeteria because someone had me laughing, and I was laughing a lot, and I peed, and I was like, how do I cover this up?
Oh,
and
no.
So I pretended I was drinking my chocolate milk, and I was like, whoa, and just, like, dumped it. I dumped it in my lap, because I thought to myself, do you know what would be better than pee is spoiled milk on you for the rest of the day? And I was like, that's okay. I don't need to go home and change. And I, like, as I stand up, and there's, like, just, like, pee all over the back. Yeah, I got about, like, halfway through recess in the freezing cold. Like, yeah.
In fourth grade, I was sick, and I was trying to tell my mom. My mom was one of those parents that it's like, unless you're bleeding out of your eyeballs, you're going to school.
Yeah.
So I, like, woke up that morning. I just wasn't feeling good, and I told my mom, and she still made me go to school. So I'm on the bus to school, and I just puke all over the two kids sitting in the seat with me.
No.
I know. It wasn't even just like I threw up on myself. I threw up on my friends. So we get off the bus and I'm just like,
well, they were your friends.
Sorry, God.
I ain't your friends anymore.
Like, and that was the day I lost two friends. But I was like, sorry, sorry, kids. I didn't mean to throw up on you. But then I ended up going home. And I'm like, Mom, I told you I didn't feel good.
I told you so.
The justified, you know.
My mom was also like, go to school, blah, blah, blah. If you don't feel good, you're probably faking. And like my brother... one time he called my mom from school and he's like, I need you to come get me. Like, I'm bleeding. And my mom was like, you're probably fine. But what ended up happening was that, like, Ethan, there was a classmate who actually cut, like, the tip of his finger off on accident.
What?
And he was, like, bleeding profusely. And then the teacher called and was like, no, like, we need you to come right now. And she's, oh, okay. And so I got to go home, too.
How you cut the end of your finger?
Because Ethan and I kind of did a, like, I meshed this with another story for a skit. But, like, Ethan, this girl was playing with scissors.
No.
And Ethan
always a great
was
idea.
Like, you need to not do that. And was like wagging his finger at her. And she was snip, like trying to mess around. And it like cut this whole, like, it was a whole.
Dang, how sharp was those scissors?
Right, they were in kindergarten. So I don't know why.
Those are scissors. Not safety scissors.
They were not. They're not.
They must have been back in like the
90s. There was a kid. There was a kid at my school that I guess somebody thought it would be funny to put a pencil under his, like, or, like, in his seat. And the kid sat down on the pencil and had to go to the hospital because he was impaled by a pencil.
In the crack or on the booty cheek?
No.
Because I need the pencil.
I don't need
the
pencil.
I gotta know, man.
It's like, oh, my God, you idiots. Why would you think that's funny?
Answer my question. I gotta know. In the crack or on the butt cheek?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
So on that note, thank you guys for tuning in for this episode of Wild Child Stories.
I'm traumatized.
I am too. And there's a thing of pencil I just keep staring at.
Hey, they're sharp side down. It's okay.
Yeah, I feel safe.
But thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. We're going to start putting on social medias suggestions that you guys will want to see for not just subjects, but also segments that we're going to want to do during each episode, because we definitely want to hear from you guys and put out what you guys want to hear. So definitely be on the lookout on TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Patreon, all of the things. And we'll see you guys later. We love you so much. Bye.